Well, finally today, take a second and think about the person you admire more than anyone else in the world, your greatest hero. Then imagine that one day people say you might be the heir to your hero's legacy. Pretty amazing, huh? Well, that's exactly what's happened to Ben Powell. The Brookline violinist studied jazz violin at Berklee College of Music, and now he's being compared to one of the best-known jazz violinists in history, Stephan Grappelli, who played alongside guitarist Django Reinhardt in the 30s and 40s. WBUR's Andrea Shea has our story.
Ben Powell has been playing the violin a long time. A very long time.
Really, in the womb, my mother was teaching, and I started playing when I was 2, but I didn't start reading music until I was about 9 or 10. So it was 8 years of oral dictation through the Suzuki method.
Powell's mom was a classical violinist and teacher, and the young student eventually learned jazz the same way, by listening to recordings in his bedroom as a teenager.
I would practice a lot playing classical music, and then I would put on some Grappelli, put the headphones on, and I'd just swing with him for as long as I could. Whole records at a time, you know. I wouldn't know the chords, I wouldn't know the tunes, but I'd just slowly pick up those licks, and it was more getting myself inside that kind of expression.
Stephan Grappelli is Powell's hero. He's pretty much obsessed with him, and that's why the young musician dedicated his latest album to Grappelli. This summer, Powell is preparing to tour in support of his new CD, rehearsing with pianist Tim Ray. The two of them smile and bounce, exchanging quick glances in Ray's living room. The pianist teaches at Berklee College of Music and has played with a lot of jazz musicians over his career, but not many jazz violinists.
Jazz violin is not a giant genre compared to, you know, say, saxophone or piano or bass. I mean, obviously, there's lots of history, and most of the jazz musicians I play with, you know, tend to play the more traditional jazz instruments.
And Ray thinks that's why critics often compare Powell to Grappelli, which isn't to say the 50-year-old is not impressed with a musician half his age.
I couldn't remember that really fast. I'll let you take that one. I think most listeners have the same reaction. The first thing they think when they hear Ben is like, wow, this guy can really play the fiddle.
But improvising over chord changes by ear is a lot different from playing a string quartet reading sheet music.
If you spend too many years trying to play things exactly as they're written, it's very hard to let go of the printed page.
Keith Lockhart, a classically trained pianist and conductor with the Boston Pops, helped Powell make the leap from classical to jazz. The two met when the violinist was 18 and a member of the National Youth Orchestra in England, where Lockhart was guest conductor. One day, Powell made a confession. He told the maestro he really wanted to play jazz.
In this sort of position, you come across hundreds of aspiring musicians, thousands of aspiring musicians, and often they all want something from you, but Ben was, number one, so unassuming, and number two, so terribly talented.
So the conductor took this demo recording back to Boston. Lockhart submitted it to the jazz string program at Berklee. A few months later, Powell was accepted. He's been in Boston ever since, except for spending the first half of this year in Paris, Stephan Grappelli's hometown.
I was actually visiting Stefan's apartment regularly, befriended his partner who still owns the very place that he lived in, and learning about what he liked to do at home. And, you know, he really didn't practice the violin that much. He loved playing the piano more than anything. It was just wonderful. But in that same way that he played the violin, just effortless and very graceful.
Powell never got to meet his hero. Grappelli died in 1997 when the younger violinist was just 11. But if he did get the chance,
I don't know what I'd ask him. I'd probably just want to sit and enjoy a drink on the Seine or something, and we could talk about anything he wanted or I wanted. I think that's probably the experience I would wish for.
Because for Ben Powell, Stefan Grappelli said everything about music with his violin.
That report from WBUR's Andrea Shea, who's with us now. Hi there, Andrea.
Hey, Magna.
So Ben sounds like obviously a very, very talented musician and a very lovely guy. What was it like talking with him?
Well, he was very earnest. He was very, you know, warm and friendly, and I think that probably has a lot to do with him connecting and moving forward and getting noticed.
Well, speaking of connecting, I understand that Ben Powell got to record a piece with Gary Burton, the former executive vice president of the Berklee College of Music and a renowned vibraphone musician.
Yes, Gary Burton. I think people who love the vibraphone, love jazz, know who Gary Burton is. And remember in the story when Ben was talking about being a teenager and listening with his headphones to old Grappelli recordings? Well, he had this one recording that he never knew the name of. And when he started to come up with material for this new CD, he contacted Gary Burton, and as they were kind of trying to figure out what they would do, Gary Burton said, hey, you know, Stefan Grappelli actually wrote a tune for me, and I never got to record it with him. And as it happens, it was this unknown tune that Ben Powell had listened to as a child through headphones in his bedroom.
A very cool story, Andrea. And why don't we just wrap up the show today listening to a little bit of that Gary Burton, Ben Powell recording of the piece, Gary. WBUR's Andrea Shea, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy the song.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.